The school year is just beginning in Nigeria, and for the first time in 3 years, more than 100 of the so-called Chibok girls will be among the students returning to class. They were among 276 young women taken from their boarding school in Chibok by the militant group Boko Haram back in April 2014. It's believed that 113 girls are still being held captive, and they're not the only ones missing out on an education. Across Borno State in Nigeria, where Chibok is located, more than half of the schools are closed because of the Boko Haram insurgency, and an astounding 3 million children are in need of emergency education support. Justin Forsyth is the Deputy Executive Director of UNICEF. He's recently returned to New York after visiting Borno State. Justin, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hello.
Thanks so much for being with us, Justin. 3 million children in need of emergency education support. That's a huge number. How did it get to this point?
Well, Boko Haram has destroyed schools. I mean, as you said, over half the schools in this state in Nigeria have been destroyed. But more than that, 2,200 teachers have been killed. And maybe up to 20,000 teachers have become refugees themselves. And one of the big challenges, and I went up to a very small town in a very remote part of Borno State, which was surrounded by Boko Haram, 40,000 people living in the rubble of this town. It was completely destroyed when Boko Haram were driven out of it by the Nigerian army. They're in desperate straits in terms of food, in terms of health, but the kids are also desperate to go to school. I mean, learning for those children is more than just important for their futures. It also helps them overcome the trauma. But in that town, no teacher would go and work. It's too dangerous. So we've got to get teachers out to these difficult places, as well as rebuild and rehabilitate the schools.
Is that the town of Maiduguri?
No, this is even further away. I went to Maiduguri and I went to schools and in the displaced camp there, but Bangui is even further. It's a few hundred kilometres further into a remote part of northern Nigeria, near the Cameroon border.
So what's daily life like for children in these small towns in the centre of this insurgency?
Well, I met 8 girls who had also been kidnapped by Boko Haram. The youngest was 11, the oldest was 17. And the 11-year-old told me how Boko Haram came to her village. They shot her father, they burnt down her village, they took her off into the bush. She was then raped repeatedly over several months. Another girl who was 17, she was actually raped by 6 people. She was kept almost like a sex slave by Boko Haram. Now, these girls had escaped, and I sat there in a camp in Borno where they were now safe, and I asked them what they wanted. And what the interesting answer was that they wanted to go to school. They were desperate to get an education. Yes, they'd been through these terrible trauma, but they really wanted a chance to go to school and have a little bit more hope in their lives.
So this conflict, it's been going on for, 8 years now, and UNICEF's calculating, you know, all those thousands of teachers, you know, tens of thousands displaced. What about those that are still there? Are they still at risk?
Yeah, I mean, we've got an enormous amount of violence and conflict out in these rural areas where Boko Haram are still very strong. But we've also got a cholera and a malnutrition crisis, as well as an emergency crisis. I mean, I was in this town of Bangui in our health clinic there, the UNICEF health clinic, with 2 of the doctors who are working there. And a little girl was rushed in called Zara. She was literally on the brink of death, and she had both severe acute malnutrition but also pneumonia. And you know, we didn't have the equipment to save her life there, so she had to be evacuated by the military to a bigger hospital over the border in Cameroon. And luckily, I think partly because we were there, the military agreed to do it in quick time, because she probably wouldn't have made it through the night. And she's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, hundreds of thousands of children in this state alone are on the brink of death from malnutrition.
So there's not only the health impacts. A lot of these kids have probably never set foot in a classroom, have they?
No, that's true. So many of the kids that I met, even in the capital of Borno State, Maiduguri, they had never been to school. And the first time they were coming to school within these temporary schools, I mean, we've helped as UNICEF build 350 temporary schools and get 750,000 children into school. And the kids had never been to school before, but they were so enthusiastic. I mean, you could palpably feel the enthusiasm of sitting in that classroom. I mean, singing songs, learning how to add up, learning to read for the first time. They were so excited. And I think it's about giving hope to those children, but it's also about giving hope to Nigeria by investing in these children. Now, even in the middle of conflict, education is important.
And is it possible, though? Because obviously, if you can't maintain security, you can't start education.
Well, we can't solve, you know, the bigger problem of the malnutrition, cholera, and getting all children into school without an end to this conflict. And that may take some time. But even in the midst of the conflict, there are a number of areas where we can get more children into school. We can save more children's lives. And we're doing it. I mean, UNICEF, these clinics that I visited, that I saw how our doctors and nurses were saving children's lives right in front of me. So we can make a difference, even if we can't solve the whole problem. But peace and an end to the violence is obviously the key in the long term.
So UNICEF and its partners have established, what, more than 350 temporary learning spaces and enrolled 750,000 children in school this year. Is anyone else doing this kind of work?
Yes, some amazing non-government organisations, local ones, but also international ones, other parts of the United Nations, but also actually the governor of this state is very keen on education. He took us to a number of schools in the capital of the state, and he's putting a lot of money into girls' education and trying to make a difference. So the real problem, though, is out in the rural areas and also these little towns like Bangui, which are completely surrounded by Boko Haram. And that's where it's difficult both to rehabilitate the schools, but also to encourage the teachers to go and work. And we've got to have a special effort if we're going to get more children back into school.
So Borno State, the worst affected by this conflict, but to what extent has it spread to other areas?
Well, there were three states in the north of Nigeria that are particularly affected, but Borno is the worst. And the army have taken parts of Borno back. So there has been some progress, but it's still a huge amount of need. I mean, we estimate over 450,000 children are severely malnourished or will be by the end of the year.
Well, we seem to have lost Justin there. That's Justin Forsyth, the Deputy Executive Director of UNICEF.